Punkanoi Worldwide. Thank you for joining a little bit early for the weekend, but as I alluded to last week and on the last episode, got a bonus episode coming at you for this week. So for the weekend tomorrow, bonus hard sell episode. So I figured I'd throw this one at you early. Plus, I'm kind of on top of it this week, I guess. So this episode is a compilations episode. Some cool compilations that have come out recently. One about to come out, and that's the one we're going to feature first. But some other cool ones that you might be interested in. Coffin's Curse Records putting out a couple good ones. Dammit Records every month putting out their thing. And so we're going to cover some of those. But before we get to that one, we're going to Rejected Youth Records. And so definitely check out Rejected Youth Records on both Instagram and on Facebook. They have a show coming up for this specific compilation here. The compilation is called Anthems from the Heartland. Comes out May 11th. And got the email originally way back in February. I was a bit slow on getting back to them, but did get to it. And then they've got back to me, got me some tracks, as this compilation features two tracks from seven different bands. The bands coming from Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri. And there's two tracks each. Great compilation, cool bands. We've played the first one, which we'll get into right now and then talk a little bit more about the compilation. But let's get to some music. Rejected Youth Records, based in Omaha. And the first two bands we're going to play are both Omaha bands. So River City Rejects, one of their two tracks that's going to be coming out on that May 11th release is 1891. Had to jump at the chance to play these guys again. New stuff here. Let's go with River City Rejects. City Rejects, 1891. Very cool there. The album artwork, which I think is the same as the tour, the show flyer, as it were. Great artwork there. Check it out. You'll check it out if you see the post on our social medias, as I will be posting that album artwork there. But again, you can go to check out the bands at that show, and it's going to be Anthems from the Heartland. It'll be at the B Bar, which I believe is in Omaha. I think I was just talking about this over on the podcast. Yeah, there we go. It's in Omaha. It'll feature six of the seven bands: Hairline Fracture, Three Finger Betty, Blowing Chunks, The D-Fibs, River City Rejects, and The Bricks. Again, those bands all like Blowing Chunks from Lincoln, Top Notch. Well, we'll get to Top Notch Defective because we're going to be playing them. I'm going to mention a few of the bands that we're not including, and it's just because we're playing. We got several compilations we're getting to. I'm including four from this one. Three Finger Betty are from Des Moines. There's Hairline Fracture as well, and then we're going to be getting to those other bands. But that show will be in Omaha on Saturday, May 11th. It's $10 at the door. Starts at 6. Unfortunately, all you youngsters, it's 21 and older. But they are doing a release party for this compilation. So check out Rejected Youth Records. Let's get to, well, at River City Rejects on both Instagram and Facebook if you want to follow them. The next band, also from Omaha, is The Bricks, who are found at The Bricks Omaha on Facebook and at The Bricks Omaha as well over on Instagram. One of their two tracks off that compilation is called Hammers Down. So let's get to it. Another track from Omaha. It's The Bricks. Stuff there. We're going to feature a couple more here, give you an idea of what's going to be on that Anthems from the Heartland. If you're not going to be in or around Omaha on May 11th, well, it's definitely something you should check out again. Rejected Youth Records is where you'll find it. A lot of really cool bands from the Heartland. I mean, that is what it's called, Anthems from the Heartland. That's where the bands are from as well. So, I mean, obviously aptly named there. The D-Fibs, they are next. We are going to go to Kansas City, Missouri. They're playing a show with the Uncouth coming up as well before they get to this one. One of their two tracks had to play this one. It's called Only Fans. You could only imagine, right? They're found at D-Fibs Punk on Facebook and at the underscore D-Fibs on Instagram. That's just the letter D-F-I-B-S. So check them out there. This track right here, OnlyFans. Great track there, the D-Fibs, the track in called OnlyFans, one of their two that will be featured on there. We're going to wrap this compilation up with another Nebraska band, but this one from Lincoln in Nebraska, Top Notch Defective. I like this track. Unfortunately, it appears they are on hiatus, I guess, after their submission, or maybe even during their submission, I don't know, of their tracks for Anthems from the Heartland. So they are the one of seven bands that will not be performing there on May 11th. But you can still go check them out, keep up with them at Top Notch Defective Band on Facebook and at Top Notch Defective on Instagram. The track, they're one of two, that we're going to check out now is Full Speed Ahead.
Go! Here we go! Slap on me!
killer punk coming from the heartland that was top-notch defective. Go check them out. You definitely want to go check out the rest of that. If you're liking this stuff, you're going to like the rest of Anthems from the Heartland. Check out the rest of those bands. If you're going to be in Omaha on May 11th for that CD release, you know where to be. Rejected Youth Records is, again, where you will find them. They are the ones putting out that compilation. Next, we're going to head north to Canada. It's a lot of Ontario, but the compilation is being put out by Lockdown Records Canada. I like that label a lot. They do a lot of cool stuff. Their compilation, What a Wonderful World We Exist In. They released that on March 15th. And all these are 2024 releases. More specifically, March 1st, the Damnations one that we'll be getting to soon is the oldest. Everything else is March and or April, mostly March, minus the one that we just played, brand new one that will be coming out soon. So What a Wonderful World We Exist In. Going to play a couple tracks off of it. There are 32 tracks on that compilation, so a lot to go check out. Name your price on that one. But, there's a lot of really cool stuff, a lot of great bands. It shows you where all the bands are from. Not all of them are from Canada. There's a couple bands on there, but most of the Canadian bands are from Ontario. Not all, but most. And there's even a band from Scotland in there. So, yep, a little bit of diversity, but a lot of good stuff nonetheless. We're going to get to a couple of those tracks right now. So the first one, they actually have a special message. I'm going to let the special message speak for itself. So it's essentially it's track one and track two on the compilation. It shows there's 33, but the first thing's actually just a special message. So that's why I say if you go look at it on their Bandcamp page, Lockdown Records Canada Bandcamp page, it'll show 33, but number one is not actually a track. You're going to hear it, and as to why, it's going to introduce you into the track from theletdowns.ca from Hamilton in Ontario. And if you want to check them out, they're at theletdowns.ca, and that's dot spelled out, D-O-T-C-A. Over on Facebook, they got a Facebook page. Their track is What I Call My Life. I'm going to let that special message speak for itself. Let's get into it.
Hey, folks, this is Dwayne from Lockdown Records Canada. I would like to take a moment before we start this new kick-ass comp to say a few things. I'm dedicating this comp to Sue and Crash of Crash Landing. The both of them have been pillars in our Hamilton punk scene. Crash, however, has just retired from it all. He played in the letdowns.ca, who have a new song, Never Heard, and on this comp. Crash just plays the lead on this song. He recorded it just before he stopped playing, and the letdowns.ca kept him in there. It's called What I Call My Life. Crash, we love you. This is for you.
Besides we show crush.
The Letdown CA, what I call my life. There you go, and you got the introduction as to kind of how special that one was. So great stuff. So many tracks to check out. So many great bands on there as well. Lockdown Records does a great job. We're going to get to a couple more, give you, you know, a little sample of what is on the, that 32 tracker off of What a Wonderful World We Exist In. Got to keep repeating that, right? Beta 58S. And I haven't played them, you know, on some of these compilations. I definitely look forward to playing bands we haven't played. I like to play some of the familiar ones. You know, we've played River City Rejects. I like that band. But and we're going to get to one off this one that we played more recently. But definitely like to check out the other ones as well. Hopefully you are into it too. We're going to head from Hamilton in Ontario to Kingston in Ontario for Beta 58S. They've been a band since 2012. They do have a Facebook and an Instagram if you want to check them out there. Beta 58S on Facebook and at the Beta 58S over on Instagram. Sync With Me is their track. Let's get to it. Again, the band Beta 58s, but I think it's stylized a 58S. It's got to have a meaning. I don't know what the meaning is exactly, but great nonetheless. Great stuff, Beta 58S. They also have their own Bandcamp page. They have other releases. Go check those out. Next up, we're getting to the band Liquor Pigs. And this is one I haven't played before. They're based out of Toronto in Ontario. And again, if I didn't clarify, March 15th, so mid-March, just a bit over a month ago, is when this comp came out on Lockdown Records. And it is available on Lockdown Records Canada to Bandcamp. .com. You can go check it out there. Liquor Pigs, cool stuff. I don't know too much about them. If you go to that compilation, you can click on each of the bands. Gives a little bit of information, kind of shows that they've had a discography that started way back in 1996, it appears. But they've, you know, had some periods where there wasn't a lot of activity. Went to 2001, then up to 2017. So I don't know too much more than that. I don't really see a lot of other ways to get in contact here or follow Liquor Pigs. There is a Facebook group page that you can go check out, and you can go to that link that is on that Bandcamp page. So if you're digging this track from Liquor Pigs, that's what I recommend. They did form way back in 94. Still got some stuff here. This track off of the compilation is called Let's Start a Riot.
Come, eat the face, need it, run, and all that's great.
Oh, yeah, that last minute or so definitely sounds like they got the riot going. That is Liquor Pigs, Let's Start a Riot. We're going to play one more of those 32 tracks. That is only 1/8 of the entire compilation. So you have 7/8 of it still to go to check out. So again, Lockdown Records Canada. Bandcamp, if you want to check out the rest. We're going to play a band we did play back when we were doing bands from Ontario, and that was Hellephant. Came across them. That would have been the first time. So here's the second time we're going to play them. They are at Hellephant Rocks on Facebook and at Hellephant Band over on Instagram. And that's just like, kinda, I don't know. It's kind of like Elephant. Two L's and H at the beginning. You know, Hellephant. Great name. The track that they put on the compilation is called Digits. Let's get to it. Here goes. I've got fingers for you. Don't tell me what to do. Every time I see your face, I wanna wretch. All the things that are wrong, cause I know that you're so gone. In my heart, it feels the anger in my chest. You just go your own way. Bring back some of that pain. I've got Hellephant does have their own Bandcamp page, so you can go check that out as well. Digits was that track, killer track. I think they did a great job of putting that together, that Lockdown Records Canada. Obviously, putting great bands on a compilation is first and foremost what you want to do. But also, they did a really great job of organizing a lot of individual information. So you can go check out the individual tracks if that's something you want to do as well. And support in that fashion, but you can follow those bands very easily, come across what they've been doing, their websites, their social medias, their Bandcamp pages, all those type of things. So shout out to Dwayne and Lockdown Records. Go check out What a Wonderful World We Exist In over on their Bandcamp page. Next up, we're going to get to Damn It Records. So Damn It Records does a monthly Damnations 10 tracks that they release on the first of every single month. If you head over to their Bandcamp page, dammitrecords.bandcamp.com, you can always see the current one. So they have Damnations April 2024 currently available. There's 10 tracks on there. We're going to play two of those tracks, but we're going to bounce back to March as well. I kind of want to give you a little bit of diversity here, I suppose. But they have their Damnations mixtape. You got to kind of, you know, check out the music available because they do have some other releases. Some bands are doing releases for. We've played stuff from most of those recent releases. The Resignators, Cato Street Conspiracy, Chips and Gravy. So those releases are also coming out. Well, their mixtape, they shuffle. So on May 1st, all those 10 tracks from April will get shuffled on there. And dating back to last May, when I believe that's when they started, you'll get to check out all of those. I actually did an interview with the guys. They do a monthly interview talking to people who pick out tracks that they enjoyed from the various compilations. I did that. Mine is back in February. If you want to hear me talk with the guys about the tracks I liked up to that point. And that's why we're going to start and do March and April, because I included, I think, even a track or two. It might have been January's, because I think maybe we recorded it in January. But we're going to do a couple tracks from March and a couple tracks from April's as well. So the two from March, let's get to those. Lone Creep, I really enjoyed Lone Creep. Like every other month has something, it seems like, over on the Damnations. And they're cool stuff. Always one of the tracks that I definitely kind of migrate to when I go through the whole compilation there. So based out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, this is a solo project from Shannon Flynn, who co-founded the Colorado punk band The Creeps in 1983, hence the name Lone Creep. You can find Lone Creep on Facebook, Lone Creep, and on Instagram at LoneCreep66. Those are the numbers, 66. And we are going to get to the track from the March Damnations. It's KVLT45. Maybe that's supposed to be Colt 45. And a different spelling of it, too. If when you say it as Colt 45, maybe that has a meaning. Either way, let's listen to that track. Here is Lone Creep.
You always speak the truth. You're always told the truth. You always speak the truth. You're always told the truth.
Creep, Cope 45. Shout out to Nick and John. They're the guys that do Damn It Records and also the podcast that's associated with Damn It Records. They do theirs once a month. Go check that one out. Good one to support. If you need other punk podcasts besides, you know, you have more time and you want more punk in your life and you're digging what I do here, well, I obviously have another one, the SLC Punkcast, if you're not checking that one out already. But ones I recommend, guys there at Damn It Records, the guys over at Brothers Grimm Punk. Just played them on SLC Punkcast, their punk band, and they also do their own podcast there. Guys over at On the Nod, what they're doing there is great as well. Those are definitely some that I, you know, people I enjoy along with what they're doing, I enjoy. So a lot of great punk stuff out there. Let's get to the next one. So the next one, a little bit interesting. Again, it comes from the March Damnations. The band is YT1300. And the band is from Northampton, UK via Tatooine. So if that YT1300 didn't clue you in, maybe that via Tatooine does. This particular band is a Star Wars geek punk band. And it's Star Wars geek punk at its finest. This particular track is about Mace Windu. So if you're not familiar with Star Trek, this might be over your head. You can just enjoy it for what it is. But if you are familiar, then I guess you'll be able to follow along a little bit, I suppose. This band originally started as a side project in lockdown 2020 by two members of Crash Induction. They are at YT1300Punk on both Instagram and on Facebook. Let's get to that track from YT1300. It's called Mace.
Oh,
singing along with it? Did you know who Mace Windu was? And if you didn't, were you singing along with it? Cool stuff, YT 1300. Cool thing is with Damnations, you get to check out. I mean, it's really with all compilations, and one of the reasons why I want to feature compilations, but these guys are doing like a monthly 10-track compilation. If you're in a band, if you're listening to this and you're in a band and you want to get your music out there to more people too, reach out to the guys at Dammit Records, Nick and John, and get your stuff put on. You can talk to them, get your stuff added into Damnations. I mean, May's coming up pretty quick. They probably got that one sorted, but you can reach out and get on one of those future Damnations. Next, let's go to April. We're going to play two tracks off of there. Square Tugs is first. We've played Square Tugs before, but they got a different track. If you know how Damnations work, it's unreleased tracks up to that point, and then I think it's like 2 weeks after, something like that, before an actual release. So it's a good way to release singles as well. Instead of just a single, people you know would probably listen to it, you can release it as a single, so maybe expand that crowd before you put out a new release. So another good way to do that. So go to Dammit Records, Dammit, at Square Tug on Facebook without the S at the end, and at Square Tugs on Instagram is where you'll find the band from Brisbane, Australia. Their track on Damnations for April 2024 is called Straight to Hell. So I guess you know where we're going. Here goes.
I don't handle too well, so for the first class ticket, straight! Straight to hell! I'm going straight!
Straight to straight!
I'm going straight! Walk up on the floor again, I need to see my special friend. So he's bag and reached inside, and at that time I lost my mind. I got a self-destructive nature, I don't handle too well, so I bought a first-class ticket straight, straight to hell.
Tugs, great stuff from Brisbane. We're going to bounce back to the UK, where Dammit Records is based out. They get a few UK bands, but as you've noticed, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Brisbane, Australia, they get bands from all over the place, included on Damnations. So wherever you're located, feel free to reach out. This band from Newcastle upon Tyne are Bastard Face. I didn't see any social medias for these guys, couldn't find them, but I know the band started in 2016. So they've been around for a minute, Bastard Face. Again, I don't know. Go check them out on Damnations, and I'm sure you'll be able to find them better than I suppose. Let's get to that track from the band on Damnations, April 2024. And remember, May, coming out on May 1st. They release it the first day of each month. This track's called Show Some Respect.
Show some respect when it's too
Did you get that? Show some respect. Good stuff there from Bastard Face. Again, they're from there in the UK. Newcastle upon Tyne. Hopefully I say that right. We play so many bands from the UK and from that area specifically played before. And I'm hoping that I get that at least somewhat close. Next up, and we're going to wrap up the show. We have 8 tracks left to go. So we're definitely past that halfway point. But we have 2 compilations, both based on Coffin Curse Records. And, man, they are a cool label that's based out of Knoxville in Tennessee. Great stuff. They have a lot of other releases, but they did put out 2 compilations. We're going to start with the compilation that was released on March 8th, so the earlier of the two. And this particular compilation, it is Volume 1, Marble City Meltdown Volume 1, and it is a sampler compilation featuring music from most of the bands performing at the 2024 Marble City Meltdown Punk Festival. So I'll get into some details on that here in just a moment. First, we're going to play some of those tracks. Again, lots of tracks featured here, 24, and again, it's most of the bands that will be featured there, so that festival will have more than that. But 24 tracks on this compilation sampler. First, we're going to play Some Kind of Nightmare, based originally out of San Diego, but that band's like on tour all the time, so they're based out of their van, wherever their van happens to be. Molly and Shy, they're great. Had them on for an interview, episode 47, May 18th, and that's for SLC Punkcast, as we do the majority of the interviews between the podcasts, almost all of them. I think we've only had like 4 after we do release that hard sell one, and that's only half the interview, really, are all over on SLC Punkcast. But great. Definitely want to follow up with them at some point, maybe the next time they come through Salt Lake. But if you want to go check out the interview, May 2018, that is coming up on 6 years ago. Wow, and the podcast was only around SLC Punkcast for a year. Punkanoid Worldwide didn't even start till May of 2019. So episode 47, if you want to check that out. If you want to check out the band themselves, over on Facebook at Some Kind of Nightmare Band, and on Instagram, same thing, but a bunch of underscores. Some underscore kind underscore of underscore nightmare underscore band. So you can check them out there. Coffin Curse Knox, knox.bandcamp.com is where you'll find both of these comps. We'll talk about the other one in a minute. It's time for some music. Inner City Story is the track from Some Kind of Nightmare. Here goes. Awesome stuff there. Go check out Some Kind of Nightmare on that particular compilation. Again, if it's featured for a festival coming up, I'm still looking for the date. Like, I had the information here, and you can go check it out yourself too. Marble underscore city underscore meltdown or Coffin Curse Records over on Instagram. I'm looking for a date on one of the flyers. Don't have it yet, so instead of me continuing to look, let's play some more music. Next band, based out of Wise, Virginia, yes, W-I-S-E, I think that's a place, I assume.
The band, too, is called the Porno Arcade. I mean, when I saw that band name, haven't played them before. Definitely have to play them when we get to Virginia here. And it might be a minute because we're just hitting New York, got New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, Maryland, those kind of places still to go. But Virginia won't be too long after those. And definitely have to remember to check this one out again. Check out more tracks from Porno Arcade. They are on Facebook at Wipe Your Butt. Yes, that is where you'll find the band. And on Instagram at p.arcade08. So check them out on those. It's time to check out the track from the band. It's called Time in the Sun. It's a little bit of a longer one. Might be the longest one on the episode, but it's cool. Here we go, Porno Arcade.
Yeah.
Porno Arcade, Time in the Sun. Cool stuff there. I don't know why I couldn't find the dates and all that. It was like right there in front of my face, and I was just missing it. Anyway, Saturday, May 18th and May 19th, Scruffy City Hall there in Knoxville, it appears. You Marble_City_Meltdown, and you can go check out the bands there. A lot of great stuff, a lot of great bands. There's several bands that we've played on the show before, like 9 Pound Hammer. Real quick, some of the bands that are on there that we're not playing, Stuck Lucky, Billy Bats and the Made Men, Rough Dreams, Fail to Conform, Triangle Fire, Reckless Threat, Chupa Scarborough, we've played over half those bands, Scrooge Mandela, The Chodes, Boomstick, The Joes, Critter Brain, No Asylum, The Death Bots, Small Steps, The Half That Matters, Spill Mill, Second Self, American Thought Criminals, and again, this is most of the bands that will be performing there this year, so a lot of really cool stuff to go check out. Coffin Curse Records. I like what they do there. Let's get to that next track. We got two more on this comp, one more comp to go after that. Next is Orphan Riot from Burlington in North Carolina. They started in 2017. They are at Orphan Riot on both Instagram and over on Facebook. Their track off of the compilation is called One More Round, and we actually have one more track after this one from this compilation. So let's get to One More Round. Here's Orphan Riot. One more round. Great stuff. Shit, on that note, let's do one more round, right? We're going to play Mr. Disaster from Knoxville in Tennessee. Hometown band. Won't have to travel too far for the show. There, found Mr. Disaster on Facebook and at Mr. Disaster 865 on Instagram. One more from this comp. This track from Mr. Disaster. I mean, with a name like that, why wouldn't this track be called Go Fuck Yourself?
It's a piece of shit. You can't compare it to the torch, mom. Begging to get hit. Clean yourself, brother. See, still can't find the clip. Booth party for you, asshole. Lose a little prick. Go fuck yourself. Wouldn't piss on you if you're on fire.
Mr. Disaster, Go Fuck Yourself, again, Marble City Meltdown, Volume 1, that compilation, go check it out. Lots of bands. That show is coming up quickly. I mean, you got like 3 weeks or so, and the Jasons will be headlining one of the days, 9-Pound Hammer headlining the other day. A lot of great bands. Go check them out. Marble_City_Meltdown, and obviously Coffin Curse. You can go check them out as well. One more compilation, and it is also on Coffin Curse Records. Coffin Curse from Knoxville. This particular compilation is called I Heard They Broke Up, which I think they did. It's a NOFX cover compilation. So all the bands covering various NOFX tracks. There's 65 tracks, 62 bands covering tracks from the entire 40 years of that catalog. All money from this compilation, so go support it. They're asking for $20, but you get, again, 65 tracks, and all money collected from the sales of this digital download will be donated to their favorite no-kill animal shelter there in Knoxville, Tennessee, so it definitely goes to a good cause. It's cool cover art that went with it. It was officially released on March 29th, so less than a month ago. It was 65 tracks. You're like, how do you pick? Well, I picked some of my favorite tracks, some bands that I enjoy as well. My favorite NOFX track is Oxymoronic. I think this was at a point where it's like, yeah, this is what punk is about. They call out bullshit like what this specific song is. And then, unfortunately, a couple years ago, some punk, including maybe the band that originally wrote this song, might have went a different direction than what you would have thought based on having written this song. But whatever. That's neither here nor there. This is about that compilation. The band that did the cover of Oxymoronic is Trash Devils out of Glasgow in Kentucky. And they are at Trash Devils on Facebook and at Trash_Devils over on Instagram. Let's get to that track. It is Oxymoronic.
I've been called an oxymoron because I question which drugs the war's on. Why are there more drug stores than liquor stores you can score on? The healers have become the harmers. They're just pharmaceutical farmers. What we used to call dealers, we now call doctors. I might be a seedy cynic, cause that crack house is now a clinic. It's time to change the name of the oath to the hypocritic or the parasitic. It is an allerolleristic by overprescribing. With the thumb that got me beat, the fame I appear to play loose.
Trash Devils did a great job. That's oxymoronic. I think that is definitely accentuates NOFX at their best as far as lyric writing goes, because they did have so many great years. I mean, some are just fun and kind of goofy, and if you've seen them play live before, especially back in the 90s when I saw them live and they were newer, even though they'd still been around for probably a decade at least by the time the first time I saw them, definitely, you know, fun, had a great time doing what they're doing, but they also have some tracks out there that, you know, definitely on a different level than what it may appear lyrically. A couple other ones, like this next track, I think is up there as well, probably why I picked it. I also like the band that covered it, the Remote Controls. Also, the Remote Controls just released a new two-track single. So two new tracks from the band that aren't this one. And so you can go check that out. And they are at the Remote Controls 317 on Facebook and at the Remote Controls over on Instagram. They're based out of Indianapolis in Indiana. Let's get to a track that they covered. It is Idiots Are Taking Over. Definitely one of my... oxymoronic, I said my favorite. Well, this is definitely up there as well. Here goes. Especially when this came out, I couldn't agree more. And last thing I'll say about that particular track is sometimes the idiots may not have been the idiots originally, but maybe turned into them at some point. So let's get back to the compilation. Again, 65 tracks, a ton of great stuff. Coffin Curse did a great job organizing this one. Next, we're going to play School Drugs from New Jersey, who are found at School Drugs on Facebook and at School Drugs NJ on Instagram. The track they did is Antennas, originally by NoFX, performing Antennas originally by Rancid. So there you go. I like the track by both of those two bands, and I like that School Drugs did it as well. So here we go, School Drugs and Antennas.
You sound racist. You sound anything, and get your fucking hands on. And understand it, you got a plan it. Oppressors take the advertising seems abandoned. When you plan it, antennas pointed in the right direction. You make a deal in any situation. So with no evacuation, California fall into the fucking ocean. I'm gonna talk to you, or you're a town man. I'm whatever a vile scumbag. Yeah, it's a done deal, yeah, it's been signed sealed. Deal makers making it all happen. When you plan that, antennas pointed in the right direction. You make a deal in any situation. So with no evacuation, California fall into the fucking ocean. Look, California fall into the fucking ocean. Look, California fall into the fucking ocean. Let's not stick with California as it falls into the sea.
Antennas. One day that just may happen. Be careful, California. Las Vegas may soon become beachfront property. Let's get to the last track that we are going to play on the show from the comp. The band is Clover Creek Bastards from Louisville, Kentucky. Like I said, play some bands that we've played before, but also getting to include some that I hadn't. Definitely got a couple new bands from Kentucky that I'll be looking forward to checking out when we do Kentucky when we get there. Clover Creek Bastards on Facebook and at Clover Creek Bastards as well over on Instagram. Again, about 3 weeks ago, I guess it's almost a month ago at this point, is when I heard they broke up, came out. All proceeds go to their favorite no-kill animal shelter there in Knoxville. So definitely a cause worth it. And, I mean, you're getting these tracks for less than 20 cents a piece if you're looking at it that way. So good there. If you like NoFX and you want to hear somebody else do it, this is a great way to hear it. I think these bands did a great job. Obviously, I picked some that were really good covers. At least I think they are. Let's do one more. Clover Creek Bastards with Drugs Are Good. Silver Creek Bastards. Cool take there on Drugs Are Good. Go check out Coffin Curse for two of those compilations. A lot of other great compilations, I'm sure, out there. If you think I should check them out, let me know. Otherwise, Damn It Records, Coffin Curse, Lockdown Records Canada, Rejected Youth Records, all great places to go check out these compilations. A lot of great bands included on those. Hopefully you got to discover some cool new stuff. Hopefully you enjoyed this one going into the weekend. We'll have one more bonus one for the weekend featuring a Hard Sell interview with Chris from Hard Sell, at least a portion of it. The other portion was last week on SLC Punkcast. And then it'll also feature a lot of great music from bands they will be doing a festival with and playing on tour here in a few weeks when the band Hard Sell hits Europe. They'll be doing like 10 days, a lot of cool shows there. So thank you for tuning in, and I will catch you on the next one, which will be very soon.